This book is dedicated to all those who learned from their mistakes, improving themselves through all the storms and challenges of life. Chapter 1, Prologue. My dad always told me never to worry about things that had already happened and to let the past be the past.
Bruno, you can't always look in the rearview mirror. That's why it's so much smaller than the windshield. You have to look ahead to forget about the past, he would say.
Today, I was looking ahead. I was staring directly in the eyes of the Seaside Mustangs All-American quarterback, Jacoby Howard. Even though Jacoby was only in eighth grade, he already stood 6'2" and weighed over 170 pounds. He was enormous compared to most of his teammates, but his size wasn't even his best attribute. Jacoby was lightning quick, recognized as one of the fastest eighth graders in the state of Florida. The stories about him embarrassing opposing players echoed throughout the local playgrounds and streamed through social media. Ever since I was in fourth grade, I had heard amazing tales about his football ability. He was so fast, he was beating sixth graders in races when he was only in second grade. He had never lost a race in track, ever. The Mustang quarterback already looked poised to be All-State in high school, go to a Division I, D1 college, and become a future NFL star. Howard could run and throw. This season alone, he had gained 1,700 yards without receiving a pass, rushing 200-plus yards in multiple games. But today, he didn't need hundreds of yards. He only needed a few inches. It was fourth and goal, and Jacoby had the ball inches away from the goal line. We held a 21-17 lead over the Mustangs, a team we had never beaten, and one that hadn't lost a game in over 4 years. Fourth down. The Mustangs used their last time out. I glanced up at the play clock. It read 3 seconds. All that stood in front of Howard was our aggressive South Bay Shark defense. This play would be one I would remember forever. After all, it was for everything. Our teams were both 8-0, and we had dominated all the other teams we had played. Not only was this the last game of the season, only one winner would be crowned the king of Panama City Middle School football. Sweat poured into my eyes, creating an achy, fiery sensation. I didn't mind it. In fact, I liked the burn. I tried my best not to flinch or blink. I didn't want Jacoby to see any weakness in me when his eyes met mine. My glare was straight and intentional. He was the star quarterback, and I was the middle linebacker who was going to stop him from scoring. I wanted him to feel like the end zone was 1,000 miles away. Confidently, Howard winked at me as he approached his offensive line to call the cadence for the last play of the game. My body stiffened and straightened as I barked to my defensive teammates, "Not today, boys! Not even an inch! Not today!" The huge crowd fell silent, and I was alone with my thoughts. "Who does this Jacoby Howard think he is?" I asked myself. He knew we weren't intimidated by his mastery of the game or in awe of him. He was great, but so were we. I had spent my entire summer training for this one moment, the chance to knock off the Seaside Mustangs and secure bragging rights for the Sharks. My teeth clenched as I dropped into the classic three-point stance, playing my defensive position. I felt invincible. After everything we had been through the past 4 weeks, I knew there was no way he was going to get into the end zone. I was going to meet him head on, directly in the hole. I was the brick wall. Jacoby had to go through me to win the game. That isn't going to happen. Could one play really make that much of a difference? This is my moment. I knew it was now or never. This wasn't like any other fourth down in the history of Shark football. This one play could make us the first undefeated team in South Bay history. Even though this was a junior high football game, it meant so much more. In my mind, it wasn't fourth and one. It was fourth and forever. Chapter 2.
Bruno, keep your head up. You can't hit what you can't see.
My dad bellowed during a tackling drill on the first day of football practice in early August.